أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم، وكان الله سميعا عليما. إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفوا عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. صدق الله العظيم. We begin with the sixth juz of the Qur'an, the sixth para of the Qur'an, a continuation of Surah An-Nisa, verses 148 and 149. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about difficulties that this ummah had against the disbelievers, and then together with that against the munafiqeen. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues this discussion in a slightly different way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like an exposition of evil speech. إلا من ظلم, except that person who has been wronged. Now one interpretation of this verse is a very famous interpretation, and that is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not like a person to speak ill, to speak bad about others in public. That is abhorred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if somebody is being oppressed by someone else, then an exposition of that oppression, to speak about that oppression, that is permissible by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this way, that a person needs to use the correct channels. It doesn't have to be social media. It doesn't have to be any other form of media. One may take the matter for reconciliation. One may take it for arbitration by those who reconcile or arbitrate. If the matter has to go to an Islamic court, then let it be. It may go to an Islamic court. But the channels also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed. Today, unfortunately, we have this of ill and evil becomes famous and it becomes widespread insofar as social media, etc. is concerned. This is not the meaning of this verse of the Quran Sharif. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَإِنْ عَقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. A person was wrong. Now, one is this, وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ. The best would have been that that person forgives the wrong, the person forgives whatever oppression had taken place. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see to the condition of that person. In one hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take qasam of three things. The first qasam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the qasam here is for emphasis, that these things are most certainly it will happen. Number one is, sadaqah does not diminish the wealth of a person. Somebody gives out sadaqah, a person had 100 rand, he gave out 10 rand, 90 rand is left. It doesn't mean there is a diminishment, but by Allah Ta'ala, it is an increase. Number two, that person that forgives who had been wronged, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases that person in honor. So that is the qasam of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam related to this. And the third is that the person that opens the doors of begging, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of poverty. So long as a person asks from others, a person begs, Allah Ta'ala will make it continue like that until that will stop. So here, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had spoken about that if a person forgives, Allah Ta'ala gives honor. Like how zakat, sadaqah is given from the wealth, the sadaqah of the honor of a person is this, that a person forgives. So that is one. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. That if somebody was wrong, then he is allowed to retaliate. But that retaliation will be exactly proportionate to the wrong. Somebody made zulm on someone else, somebody oppressed someone else. Now the person, the oppressed person, the aggrieved person, he retaliates, he will have to retaliate exactly. If he goes one measure more in the retaliation, then he has also become an oppressor in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that this evil, this ill, that exposition of bad, evil speech, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not love. However, if somebody has been oppressed, then of course that is being accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There's another group of ulama that have stated that here it is referring to the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if Allah Ta'ala does not like kufr, the worst of all speech, the most of abhorred speech in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is kufr, illa man zulim, except that person who has been oppressed. In other words, somebody is hard-pressed, somebody puts a gun to the head of a believer, and now for him to utter words of kufr, illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, provided that the heart is at ease with the iman, the person has iman in the heart, and somebody tells him to say or utter the words of kufr, then that will be acceptable by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa kana Allahu sami'an alima, Allah ta'ala is sami'a, Allah ta'ala is all hearing individuals, Allah ta'ala hears our ill speech. Alima, and Allah ta'ala is all knowing, Allah knows why people do whatever they do. In tubudu khayran aw tukhfuhu, if you expose good, or tukhfuhu, or you conceal it, any form of good, whether it is a deed of action, whether it is a deed of wealth, whether it is forgiveness, whatever, or ta'afu an su'in, or number three, you either expose it, you conceal it, or you forgive whatever evil has been committed to you, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا قَدِيرًا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pardoning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive, and Allah ta'ala is also qadir. Allah ta'ala also has power, unlike us, that a person has power, he wants to exercise the power, but Allah ta'ala is that almighty and all powerful, that is also most forgiving. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.